Hello, welcome. Today we're going to talk about connecting with a patron goddess. There are many goddesses here to support you. All you need to do is find out who's open to connecting. Everyone who wants to connect with a goddess can, but it takes time and effort to work with the gods. They're not like guides. Their purpose is not to serve you. They're here for their own purposes and pleasures. In paganism, we say our gods walk beside us on our paths. But as with any relationship, our friendships with our gods need to be nurtured and respected. There's some work to be done before we can attempt to build a bond with a particular deity. So, what you want to do is begin your connection to a patron goddess by learning about many pantheons in the world. A pantheon is a group of gods that are specific to a particular group or region. For example, the Greek gods or the Norse gods would be two different pantheons. Once you've taken some time to explore the world's pantheons, you want to choose one that calls out to you. And then from there, you want to learn about the goddesses within your chosen pantheon and pick a few who you think you'd like to connect with. Then you're going to delve even more deeply into those particular goddesses. Learn about what those goddesses enjoy. What pleases them? How can they support you? What do they preside over? How do they preside over those things? Do these goddesses possess particular traits or skills that you admire? And then on the night of the next dark moon, sometimes called the new moon, but this is when the moon is completely dark, no crescent, I want you to go into meditation and commit to one of the goddesses that you've been researching. And then between the dark moon and the full moon, you're going to spend time preparing for your connection ritual. So you're not going to go into this lightly. You're going to spend some time bringing together things that this particular goddess will enjoy. A candle in her color, perhaps her favorite flower or foods, maybe an appropriate incense. Whatever you think is going to honor this goddess that you want to connect with. And then on the night of the full moon, when the full moon peaks, you're going to sit in meditation with me. I'll guide you through it and call out to the goddess, asking her if she's going to be willing to work with you. So here's a few things that you'll need to do to prepare for this ritual. First of all, ensure that you've tried the intuitive communication exercise once or twice before this ritual. If you haven't done it, the link is in the description below. You're definitely going to want to journal after this meditation. It's going to help you recall all the details of your experience, and the act of journaling itself provides another venue for more flow of information to come through in your journaling. So it's going to be very important that you schedule time after the meditation to reflect upon the experience. I'm also going to suggest using essential oils or smoking herbs. And this is going to create an energetically clean space for your meditation. Any oil or smoke will do, but for this meditation, try to choose herbs that are sacred to your chosen goddess. And finally, I'm going to reference a few other exercises in this meditation that you might want to explore a little bit more deeply. And if you're feeling like you do want to do that, I've put some links in the description below as well. So now you've got an idea of how to prepare for the meditation that's coming up. What I want you to do now is take a look at the calendar, find out when the next dark moon is. Find out when the next full moon is, and then go and do your research and preparation. on the night of the full moon, I want you to skip ahead to this point, which is about 5 minutes in, and we'll do the exercise and the meditation together. So happy exploring. I'll see you in a little while. All right. Welcome back. Tonight is the full moon. You've collected your offerings, your flowers, your treats, your candles, whatever it is that you think your chosen goddess is going to love. And you're going to want to make sure that all those things are within your sacred circle and close at hand. And then we're going to begin sitting in the center of what will become our sacred space. So get yourself comfortable. Now we're going to use Hado Kokyo-ho, the breathing method, to raise vibrations, to calm our body and our mind. We perform Hado breathing by sitting calmly and simply exhaling a few times with the ha sound. And I bet you're pretty excited. So let's just bring ourselves down and into the moment. So let's take a deep belly breath. And exhale. Just let your body relax. And we'll exhale 2 more times, breathing in. It's amazing what a little deep breathing will do. Next, we're going to perform Chikyu no Kokyu, the breath of the earth. And this is going to help ground ourselves. What you're going to do is exhale forcefully using the Hado breathing and feeling your energy merge with the energy of the earth. So we'll do that 3 times, breathing in, deep belly breath. Breathing out, sending your energy into the earth. 2 more times. Beautiful. Now we're ready to ritually cleanse ourselves and our surroundings. So as I mentioned, I like to use aromatherapy and ki energy for this. If you've chosen an essential oil or an herb to honor your goddess, apply a drop or two to the palms of your hands, which are extensions of your heart chakra. We're opening our heart chakra to this goddess to whom we wish to work deeply with during this meditation. If you chose to use smoke and set instead, that's fine. Light your herbs now. Now activate the flow of ki in your body by simply requesting that it flow strongly through your crown and through your root and into your heart center. And then down your arms to your palm chakras. And imagine this flow of energy as a healing light, maybe the color that your goddess loves or is connected to her, or else a silver or a white or moonlight. Imagine that color energy flowing into you from above and below, into your heart, down your arms and out of your hands. And if you have any Reiki symbols, now is the time to apply any master symbols or the Choku Ray to these four chakras, your crown, your root, and your two palm chakras. You want to use the most powerful symbol that you have right now. And then stand tall and confident. Now pass the scented palms with ki flowing, or the smoldering herbs with ki flowing through them, over your body with the intention of clearing away anything that's going to distract you from the task at hand or might displease your chosen goddess. So pass the scent over your arms. Over your eyes and your mind and your ears. Over your mouth and throat and heart. And down to your feet. Standing tall and confident again, we're going to pass the scented palms or smoldering herbs counterclockwise around the space that we're in. We're going to allow ki to flow with the center smoke to sweep the space clean and clear of any vibrations that are going to be harmful to this mission of connecting with your goddess. So start facing north, or at the entryway, and turning counterclockwise to the left. Imagine the energy flowing through your heart and arms and hands, and just sweeping the whole circle free of any negativity, free of anything that doesn't serve you. Now we're going to create a sacred circle. And you can do this in whatever manner best suits your own personal spiritual practice. But if you're a third degree Reiki practitioner in the Drawing Down the Moon system of Reiki, you will use the Kriya symbol to open a doorway at each sacred point. North, east, south, west, up, down, and center. And this doorway will allow any unhelpful, dangerous energy to leave the circle, and it will only allow helpful energy in. So beginning again at the north point or the entryway, allow ki to begin to flow through your palms again from the heart center, down the arms, out the hands, towards the north point. And draw the symbol, or any symbol you choose to use now. And invite in any guides or angels or healers or ascended masters that you normally work with. You can invite them in to join you in the sacred circle as well. And turning clockwise this time to build up a circle. Turn to the right, to the east. And again, drawing your symbol and allowing the energy to flow. Inviting in those energies you wish to be with you. And then turning to the south, drawing the symbol. Allowing the energy to flow. inviting in all those helpful energies that you wish to work with. And turning to the west. Again, inviting in the energies you wish to work with. Installing the doorway with your symbol. Bringing yourself back around to the north to complete a full circuit. Turning inwards. Now in this case, we're creating a cone of power rather than a sphere of power. So noticing the earth below you, the solid flat earth below you, drawing your symbol there, inviting in the energies you wish to invite in, inviting in Mother Earth to support you, keep you grounded and centered, give you a solid foundation to work upon. Facing up, rising all the energy up with you, facing to the universe, drawing your symbol there, sending ki out into the universe, inviting the energies you wish to work with. And now setting your intention that your chosen goddess will reveal herself to you during this meditation. Finally, place your hands on your heart. Take a moment to connect to your inner knowing and understanding. Restate your intention. To truly connect with and bond with your chosen goddess. And now we're going to perform Kenyoku, which is a way to spiritually cleanse yourself in preparation for meeting this deity. So you're going to place your dominant hand at your opposite shoulder, palm flat against the shoulder junction, and sweep your hand down and across to your opposite hip, to your dominant side. We're breathing out forcefully, imagining that we're sweeping away any unnecessary or harmful or old vibes. Take your other hand, do the same from shoulder to hip. And the first hand, shoulder to hip. Now take your non-dominant hand up to your dominant shoulder. Extend your dominant arm straight out and sweep down your arm as if you're sweeping off dust, clearing your arms of any energy, any stagnancy that will get in the way of pure energy flowing through. The other arm. And the dominant arm. Shake it out. Now we're going to sit down in the middle of our sacred space, in the middle of our cone of power. And we'll begin to meditate. Calm your mind and your body. Perform Gassho. Bring your hands together into prayer position at your heart. Bring yourself into a prayerful state, fully present in the moment. Focus on your breath. Notice the scent of the oils and the smoke on your hands. And feel how this scent affects your physical being. Now, become fully aware of your body and its existence within this sacred cone of power that you have created. And allow your physical body to just relax and let go. If you want to, you can lie down in this circle. That's fine. Or you can remain seated. Just be comfortable. Allow your physical body to relax. And invite your subconscious mind to step forward so that it can translate for your conscious mind. And then invite your subconscious imaginative mind to visualize a space where you feel happy and safe, and that you think the goddess would also feel comfortable and welcomed in. And from this beautiful space that's tailored just for you and your goddess, I'd like you to build a bridge. Build a bridge from this beautiful space that you've created out into the other world. And if you're a second degree Reiki student, you can use the distance symbol now to help you build this bridge connection. And when the connection bridge is established, I'd like you to walk to the foot of the bridge. And feel universal ki flowing through you, flowing through your crown chakra, your root chakra, flowing from all around you into your heart, feeling it circulating through your body. And when you feel a universal vibe begin to pour over you, I'd like you to call out to your chosen goddess. Ask her to make herself known to you. Invite her to walk down the bridge toward you and to join you in this beautiful space that you've created in her honor. And the goddess will come. She'll come in her own way. And take note of how she presents her physical form to you. And note if she's wearing any clothing or decoration of any kind. She might also reveal special jewelry or adornments. Everything has a purpose during this interaction. So take note of all the little details. Every detail will reveal a tiny little nuance about your goddess's personality and focus, and will offer you some insight into how she wants to communicate with you. And you can introduce yourself to the goddess in whatever manner seems most appropriate, and allow her to introduce herself to you. And you can invite her into your space to simply spend some time together, to offer her the gifts that you've collected for her, to get to know this goddess that you've invited into this sacred space, and to ask her if she's willing to work with you and what that might look like. And you can also ask her how you can repay her generosity. then you can simply feel her presence and blessings and support. Now, when you feel that these introductions are complete and that a commitment has been obtained, you can say your thank yous and your goodbyes. This space is the space that you and your patron goddess will now always have for meetings. Know that you can come back to this space anytime you need to reconnect with her, and she can call you to this space as well. So allow the images of your sacred space and the goddess to dissolve. And remember, heed your patron goddess's advice. You've requested the big guns show up, so you better be worthy of their support. Gods are not like guides. They're known to fade away if we don't listen to them. And the best way to avoid this unhappy circumstance is to simply act upon her advice and take her guidance seriously. Now, come back to your physical body. Put your hands back in your hands and your feet back in your feet. Root yourself in your hips. Center yourself in your heart. Put your eyes back in your eyes. Wiggle your fingers and toes and start journaling. The information that you've just collected is going to help you understand how your unique intuition and your patron goddess are going to communicate. So take note of all the little details, the messages, the emotions, the insights, anything that might have come through during your meditation. You might also want to write down any questions that you didn't get to ask. And when you've finished recording your experience in your journal, don't forget to thank the energies of the directions. Close down your cone of power. And you can do that by simply standing in the center, raising your arms and drawing all the energy into you, and then shooting it up into the universe as a thank you to your patron goddess. Don't forget to bring your offerings to a place in nature where Mother Nature's creatures will benefit from them. Now, what happens if your goddess didn't come, or she said no? Not all goddesses will want to work with you. And that's okay. You can choose to try harder to connect, or you can choose to move on to a different goddess on your list. Do this whole ritual all over again. But do ask the goddess if she's willing to explain why she won't work with you. Perhaps you have some personal work to do before she's willing to commit to you. And that means that there's still hope to connect in the future, and that there's probably support for you to do that personal work. Again, this is something that you'll want to journal with, and perhaps do this meditation a few more times with her. Good luck.